Today we're going to look at leadership and service in God's Word. Okay? To serve, this is from Young's, to serve is to be a doer, a fellow laborer, a minister, a doulos, a tiller, be a tiller of the ground, and be a, and serve. So we'll start in Ephesians chapter 4.
Chapter 4,
and verse 1. There we go. Ephesians 4, starting in verse 1. I, Paul, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. From the Amplified Version of verse 2, living as becomes you, with complete lowliness of mind, humility, and meekness, unselfishness, gentleness, mildness, with patience, bearing one another and making allowances because you love one another. So this is the mindset we should have as we seek to serve. Okay? For example, still in Ephesians chapter 4, look at verse 29. Should be able to go right there. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Our words should edify others. Okay, let's turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. Okay, chapter 10 and in verse 45. Verse 45, everybody that get there? I hear pages turning. There we go. Hi, Mark. Let's see you come in. Mark 10, verse 45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Once again from the Amplified Version, verse 45. For even the Son of Man came not to have service rendered to him, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for, or instead of, many. Okay? Let's go to the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Philippians has a lot to do with service in this epistle. So we'll go to chapter 2 of Philippians, verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation or encouragement in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, bowels are sympathy, compassion, okay? Verse 2, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. I heard in a teaching that being of accord, one mind, is souls together, okay? Verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Once again, let nothing be done through strife or divisions or vainglory, deceit, but in lowliness of mind, modesty. Let each esteem other better than themselves. So, God first, others second, ourself third. Okay? Dr. Werwolf wrote in The Lifestyle of a Christian Believer, Christian Ethics, quote, self-sacrifice is the passion of great men and women, most vividly the life of Christ. Okay? And let's turn back one chapter to Philippians chapter 1. Should be able to go right there. Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 1, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Okay. Paul addresses the Philippians epistle to the servants of Jesus Christ, and especially to the bishops and deacons. These are Old English titles. Bishops are overseers or coordinators, and deacons are servants. Okay. Philippians, if you hadn't noticed, is the only epistle in which Paul introduces himself solely as a servant. In Romans, he refers to himself as a servant and an apostle. And in the remaining epistles, Paul refers to himself as an apostle or only by name, as in 1 and 2 Thessalonians. So take care of that. Philippians chapter 1, verse 2. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. So every time Paul thought about the Philippians, he thanked God. We can thank God every time we think of each other. How about that? Amen. Thank God. Okay. Verse 4. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. Joy and joyful appears in Philippians 17 times. Paul exhorted the Philippian church and ourselves to always be rejoicing in service. Okay? We're going to look at the service of Paul here. We'll go to verse 12 of Philippians chapter 1. But I would that ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Verse 13, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. The palace. The Amplified, you can tell I recently purchased the Amplified version, so I see it every time I look at King James, because you just go across the grid, you know. Anyway, verse 13, so much is this a fact that throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest here, my imprisonment has become generally known to be in Christ, that I am a prisoner in his service and for him. The Roman imperial guard was called the Praetorium. It consisted of up to 50,000 Roman soldiers. The Praetorium guarded the emperor. That's quite a set of bodyguards there. The word was spreading throughout these soldiers' ranks and in all the palace while Paul was there. That's amazing. They didn't see that coming, did they? Okay. Philippians chapter 1, verse 22. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want or make known not. Amplified, verse 22. If, however, it is to be life in the flesh and I am to live on here, that means fruitful service for me, so I can say nothing as to my personal preference. I cannot choose. Verse 23, back to the King James. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, verse 24, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Paul the servant. Paul's service to others for the furtherance of the gospel exceeded his desire to depart this world. And he was having a rough life spreading the gospel, as we see, you know, throughout the book of Acts and the New Testament. Okay, let's go to Philippians chapter 2. The next chapter, and verse 4. Look not every man on his own things or interests, but every man also on the things or interests of others. So here Paul is reproving the Philippians not to get distracted by their own other concerns, their own other interests. These things can interfere with our joy. It's like if you're bearing down on something in your mind, joy is not in your mind. So you have to remember to stay joyful. Okay, it's what God is exhorting all of us to do. Be anxious for nothing. It's no surprise that that verse is in this book, Philippians. You know, it just, it's amazing how perfectly everything fits, and they see it more and more, and then there we go. That's why that verse is in Philippians. Verse 5 of chapter 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Equal with God. Well, equal with God in rights, not identical with God. Jesus never thought to use his own position to his advantage. I'll just read this from John chapter 5 to clarify what this equal with God means. John 5:17, but Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Verse 18, therefore the Jews thought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. This is how Judeans saw sons of fathers. They were equal with their father. In Bible times, sons were heirs of their fathers, making them equal to their fathers. Jesus is the Son of God, not God himself. Okay? Staying in Philippians chapter 2, verse 7. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I'll just read a couple of familiar verses from Hebrews real quick. Chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset or entangle us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Okay. Somehow, Jesus even had joy when he was enduring the cross, because his death, his service, might save many. Jesus was the perfect example of leadership through service to others. Okay, so back in Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Serve without grumbling, complaining, being discontent. No murmuring, don't murmur. Reproof. They were doing these things. Paul's reproving them. Stop doing that. You're losing your joy when you do that too. Verse 15. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Shine as lights, it comes from the Greek word boaster, P-H-O-S-T-E-R, which means light giver. So we should shine as light givers in the world. Okay? Verse 16. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Throughout Philippians, Paul reminds us of the hope, that glorious day of Christ's return. Okay, so now let's take a look at records of others who have served. Timothy was a real servant. Let's go to Acts chapter 16. We'll start in verse 1. This is the first recorded meeting between Paul and Timothy, or Timotheus, as he's often referred to. Acts 16, verse 1, then came he, Paul, to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman who was a Jewess and believed, but his father was a Greek. Which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Timothy was highly regarded. He had a good reputation among the brethren there. Verse 3, him, Timothy, would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews, which were in those quarters. For they knew all that his father was a Greek. So that made him a Gentile, and he wouldn't have access to the Judeans, okay? Paul was not going back to the law in circumcising Timothy. Since they knew that his father was Greek, making him a Gentile, Paul did this so that Timothy would have best access to Judeans so that he could enter synagogues and witness for the furtherance of the gospel. Okay? And let's go to Acts chapter 17. The next book, next chapter over. 17:15. Here Paul is in Athens, and let's see what he says. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come with him with all speed, they departed. Paul is already summoning Timotheus. Paul saw the discipleship in Timothy and was already asking for him with all speed. Paul desired Timotheus to go forward with him in the furtherance of the gospel. Okay, Philippians 2:19. Yeah, back to Philippians chapter 2, verse 19. Okay. But I, Paul, trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort, cheered and encouraged, when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded or same-souled who will naturally care for your state. The International Service Version says it this way, I do not have anyone else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare. Okay? Verse 21, for all seek their own interests, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. Verse 22, but ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the furtherance of the gospel. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16. We'll go to verse 10. Here's some more about Timotheus. Okay. 1 Corinthians 16:10. Now if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. Amplified version. When Timothy arrives, see to it that you put him at ease, so that he may be fearless among you, for he is devotedly doing the Lord's work just as I am. Timothy's in a lot of places in the Bible. In Acts 18, Timothy was with Paul in Corinth. In Acts 20, Paul sent Timothy and Erastus into Macedonia as he, Paul, prepared to go to Jerusalem. In Romans 16, Timothy was Paul's fellow worker. You ever notice this? The greetings of 2 Corinthians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, and even Philemon are from Paul and Timothy. And Timothy and Paul wrote Timothy 1 and Timothy 2. So Timothy's a big deal back then. Okay? Another servant that we're going to look at is Epaphroditus. Okay, these are all servants that are listed in particular in Philippians. So Philippians, we're back to chapter 2 and verse 25. Philippians 2:25. Okay. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. Messenger here is from the Greek word apostolos, which means apostle. Epaphroditus was Paul's apostle, his special messenger. He was a messenger and apostle for Paul to the Philippians, and he probably, I don't know this for sure, but he probably delivered the Philippians epistle to Philippi. Okay. Verse 26, for he longed after you all and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. The Philippians had heard that Epaphroditus had been sick and would be blessed to see him. Verse 27, for indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and only not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Verse 28, I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Verse 29, receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation. Hold in high reputation. Amplified for verse 30. For it was through working for Christ that he came so near death, risking his very life to complete the deficiencies in your service to me, which distance prevented you yourselves from rendering. So Paul's in Rome, and Philippi is over in Macedonia, in Greece. You know, we were talking about this earlier, that, you know, living in the Bible times, the fastest way anywhere was on a horse, okay? Let's look at Philippians chapter 4 and go to verse 10. Just over one page for most of you. Philippians 4:10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Verse 15, now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. So Philippi abundantly shared to Paul more than any other church, and Epaphroditus delivered Philippi's abundant sharing to Paul in prison to sustain him in Rome. He was in that hired house in Rome, had to pay the rent or the lease or whatever they did back then. Okay, Philippians 4, verse 18, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Verse 22, all the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. Okay, there's the praetorium, now we're in Caesar's household. The gospel was spreading through the praetorium ranks, throughout the palace and in Caesar's own household. Did Nero get saved? Maybe, hopefully. He must have known something was going on around there. It was his house, well, his 50,000 bodyguards. Okay. Then one more we'll look at. Tychicus. I got to look at Tychicus. Let's go to Acts chapter 20. And we'll go to verse 4, Acts 20, verse 4. Let everybody get there. Okay. And there accompanied him, Paul, into Asia, among others, towards the end of the verse, Timotheus, and of Asia, Tychicus. Okay. I'll just read these next two verses. Ephesians 6, 21. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and a faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. Colossians 4, 7. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and a fellow servant in the Lord. Tychicus was a righteous dude, big time. Moses, Joshua, Abraham, Jacob, David, Daniel, Isaiah, and many more are all referred to as servants of the Lord, and of course, Jesus Christ is the greatest servant of all. Let's close in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. Mark, chapter 9, we'll go to verse 33. Mark 9:33. Here we go. And he, Jesus, came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, "What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way?" But they held their peace. For by the way they had disputed among themselves, who should be the greatest? Well, Jesus asking them, "What was it that you disputed among yourselves?" But they held their peace. You'd think by now that the disciples would know that Jesus always knew what was going on. Well, he answers this way, verse 35. And he, Jesus, sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them, "If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all." So that's what I wanted to share today. I'll close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your wonderful, matchless word. Thank you for your wisdom that you share with us, so much of your wisdom, and show us the right path and staying away from the wrong path so specifically. So thank you, God, and we just look forward to and endeavor to be servants of you, God. In Christ's name, we thank you. Amen. God bless you and have a great week.